Welcome to the Can't Stop the Growth podcast, the home service podcast dedicated to personal and leadership development. I'm your host, Chad Peterman, and if you're ready to grow as a leader, you've come to the right place. Let's jump in.
Friend of mine gifted me this book, actually sent it to me in the mail. It's called Trust and Inspire. It's by Stephen M. R. Covey, which, if you're familiar, is the son of Stephen Covey, who wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, a number of good leadership books, kind of renowned in the leadership space. And so this is his son, and the premise of the book revolves around, the title is Trust and Inspire. So when we think about trust and inspire, the contrast to that is command and control. And so when we think about command and control, this is kind of the, if you want to think about it, kind of the old guard, if you will. You know, the, do as I say. We may see some of this in parenting of young children. There's a lot of command and control going on around my house, which I think is perfectly fine. You know, the trust and inspire is kind of this, you know, the dichotomy of that, of do we find results in treating people as assets, as pieces to be moved around on the board, or do we find better results when we trust that people want to do right, they want to do good, and that it's our job to inspire them and inspire these actions? The interesting thing about this and kind of contrasting the two, and the book goes into a bunch of different sections. The one that I'm going to focus on today is kind of the belief system around this philosophy. And to me, this whole trust and inspire is more of a mindset than anything else. And to me, we can take this mindset into anything that we do, right? I mean, even when you're out there in the home and you're walking up to a customer door, is your job there to command and control the situation and or trust and inspire? So think about that in as it relates to the customer. So sometimes we would go into a situation with a customer and we want to control the whole thing, right? We want to tell them what they need to do and why they need to do it and why they should listen to us and all of these things. Yet we know, and what we prescribe to is allowing the customer to make those decisions, right? We want to ask the right questions. We want to, you know, point out things given our, you know, knowledge so that they can make the right decision for their home, right? So we want to ultimately trust them to make the right decision and then use our knowledge, our willingness to sit down and listen to inspire them to make that decision. And so while inspire may be a stretch there, I get that. Hopefully you can see the difference between going into a situation and looking to call the shots, looking to, you know, make your voice heard, as opposed to being there to be kind of that helper. You know, we often talk about making, and we've talked about this before, is making that customer the hero. And that customer could be someone on your team that you're leading. It could be an actual customer that we're serving, but how do we make them the hero of the situation? It's not our job as a leader, and we're leaders both when we go into a home, we're leaders here in the workplace. It's not our job to be the hero. It isn't, because at the end of the day, we're not doing what it is that we're trying to get done. And to me, we have to understand that, you know, even if we adopt this mindset, even if everybody leaves here today and agrees that well, yeah, that makes sense, right? I mean, that seems like a better way than trying to, you know, force my agenda on somebody else. We would probably all agree that yes, that is probably, you're probably right. You know, that would be a good thing. And surely people would probably respond a little bit better if I went about it in a trust and inspire fashion as opposed to a command and control. No one really responds to command and control, right? No one wants to be commanded. No one wants to be controlled, regardless of what it is that you do. So if that is the case, then what's the differentiator? If we all believe it to be true, the differentiator is in our behavior and how we act. We can say that we trust and inspire our team all day long, but if our behavior does not match, we're never going to inspire anybody. All we're going to do is essentially command and control after we say, well, it'd be a great idea to do that. By the way, do as I say right now. I don't really care about your feedback. Do what I know to be the right thing to do. And why is that? Why are we so apt to believe what it is that may be the right way, but yet it's so hard? Well, the reason is because to trust and inspire somebody takes time, right? It's not the easy way. I know the way. Just do it my way. Anybody ever said that? Well, if they could just figure it out and just do it my way. I know how to do this. I've done this before. Why don't they just, didn't they hear what I said? Just do it. We've all been there. Because everybody's in a rush, right? They just want to get things done. We think it may be simpler for them to do it our way as opposed to them figuring out the solution. It'd be a hell of a lot easier just to walk into a customer home and say, hey, this is what you need to buy. Do it now. Doesn't work like that. Even if what we know to be true is the best thing for them, we're never going to get them to do that unless they understand that that's the best thing to do for their home. And the same goes with our people. You may command somebody to go do something, but if they don't truly believe that that is the best way, or your style of commanding them to do something, you know, doesn't really jive with what it is that, you know, truly engages them in whatever it is that they do, the likelihood of them continuing to do that is rather slim, right? And so we command, we dictate, and then we come back around and go, well, why didn't he? I already told him how to do this. I already told him what to do. Well, then you didn't connect with them. There's no trust built in that relationship. There's no inspiration in that relationship. We have to understand that in order to lead, we must give up control. There is no command and control in leadership. We have to give it up. And the more that we understand that, the more successful we will be in whatever it is that we're doing. Now, the hard part is that success doesn't happen immediately. Because trust is built over time. Trust isn't built in, hey man, really trust you. Why did he get it? Like, come on. Like, this is going to take, I mean, who's it, you know, those of you that are married, your partner didn't trust you day one, probably a little skeptical. My wife's probably a little skeptical still today, you know, like, gee, Merry Christmas. Is this guy ever going to get it? We have to understand that it's going to take time, and we must see people, that trust is built in we have to see people for who they could be rather than who they are now. To command and control somebody is to simply see somebody as they are and view them as a means to an end, right? I just need you to do this as I tell you so that we can get the job done. Well, the problem with that is that really is just a hindrance to growth, because that person is the same person tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day, right? You just keep commanding and controlling them. Here you go. Do this now. Do this now. So they come to you and they say, what do I do next? What do I do next? What do I do next? And then we wonder why we're still having the same conversation 6 months from now, a year from now, a year and a half from now. Well, why are we? Well, because we've taught them that you just do as I say. Just do it like I would do it. That's not a recipe for any sort of long-lasting relationship or trust built. And so what I'm going to talk about is the three things that we inherently need to believe in order to be a trust and inspire leader. And when I talk about leader, understand, and I'll try my best to give examples, that this goes for leading ourselves as well as others. It all goes hand in hand. And so the number one thing that we have to understand is that everyone has greatness inside of them. And it's our job to unleash this and develop it. Everyone has greatness inside. Now, when we think about this, some of you that have led before may be thinking, well, Johnny, back at, you know, it doesn't work here anymore. He definitely didn't. I don't know about greatness, but it was deep down inside. I was going to struggle to find that, you know? Not a lot of greatness there. Well, that may be true. But who hired Johnny? Was that you? Did you hire Johnny? So you thought he had some greatness in him there when you hired him, but then all of a sudden he didn't. So who has to take responsibility for that? Do you have Johnny in the right seat? Is he doing the right thing? Have you asked what he's passionate about? What he loves to do? We have to have and be willing to have these conversations that reveal who someone is. And we have to understand that people are capable of extraordinary things when we give them the opportunity. And we provide them with the resources and the tools. And they know that we ultimately care about them. That we want to see them succeed. We don't want to control their actions. And this isn't meant to say that there should be no rules, okay? I'm not that guy. Yes, are there policies and procedures and, you know, processes that we need to follow? And yeah, hey, you got to create a PO and you got to do this. Like, that's not command and control. That's just, you know, the rules that are set forth and we've got to do that. But within that framework, so whatever the framework is, you know, there's certain things that we have to do. It's not like, well, I trusted and inspired, but he forgot to turn on the gas to the furnace. You know, okay, we get it. You need to turn that on. That's key. You know, there are certain things that we need to do, but the key is combining the two, right? You got to work within the framework, but within that framework, rather than just telling people what to do and how to do it, we need to ask questions. We need to uncover where they are in their process, where they are in their development. Do we know why someone is struggling with something? Do we know why they may not understand it like we understand it ourselves? Are we having those conversations? Those are the questions that we need to ask in order to find that greatness within somebody. I'm sure some people have had that experience either, you know, raising a child or in a leadership role, to where you try and you try and it just doesn't seem like you're getting through to somebody, and then all of a sudden it clicks, right? And then you're like, God dang, I wish I would have done that 3 months ago. That would have saved me a lot of time. Well, what you need to understand is that's part of the process, right? That's part of trust and inspire. Because what you're essentially doing is you're trying different things to try to get through to them. What happens and what we need to be aware of is, because trust and inspire takes time, what often happens is we start out along that path. We start out along that trust and inspire path, and then when we don't see results, we revert to command and control. And then it stops the process. We have to be willing to explore this. We have to be willing to continue to ask those questions, to continue to let those that we lead know that we are there to support them. Hey, I noticed that we didn't get this done again. What can I do to help you? Where can we connect? I mean, we're both on the same page that what you did is not exactly what we're after. So, let's sit down, let's hammer this thing out, because I want you to be successful. I want you to kill it out there. So what can I do to help you? Oftentimes we'll get that, well, you know, I just, no. Seriously, what is it? Like, do we need to run through the process? Do you need me to help you? Can I call you tomorrow before you do it? Like, what can help you? Because see, what we'll find is that greatness in everybody is sometimes not even seen by themselves. And that is sometimes our biggest hurdle. We may believe the hell out of somebody. Like, I know you can do this. I know that you are capable. And where we run into a roadblock is that they themselves, or something in their life prior to you guys meeting, has led them to a place of not believing in themselves, of not understanding that they do have greatness within them. And that's when our job really becomes special. That, to me, that's why we signed up to be a leader. That's why leadership is held on such a high pedestal. Because it's in those times where people don't believe in themselves and you refuse to give up on them. You refuse to let them settle for not finding that greatness within them. And when you unearth that, the feeling of just utter joy is indescribable. You guys have probably done that at some point in time, either at work or in your personal life, or, you know, maybe it's with a kid, or, you know, think about, you know, if you've got a child and, you know, they finally get that grade on that paper, you've been working with them, you know, they didn't understand math, and, you know, all of a sudden you just kept breathing into them that I believe in you, and, you know, we can do this, and they bring home that A on that paper. And you see that smile on their face of, I did it. I figured it out. Like, I didn't think that I could do it, but you kept believing in me and told me that I could do this, and I did it. And then the power that that experience right there, that A on a math paper, which we know, especially the way they teach math these days, is not going to matter in the real world. We know that. But it's that experience where someone believed in them, someone understood that they had greatness within them that they carry on for the rest of their life. Think back in your life. I can think of vivid examples of when people believed in me, especially those people. Think outside of your immediate family. You know, parents are kind of kind of required to believe in your kids, right? You know, it's kind of inherent, you know, got to do this. But think about those people outside of your immediate family that have believed in you at some point in your life. That they knew that you could do something or told you just an offhanded comment, hey, you're really good at that. You ought to keep doing that. Think about those people. Think about what it felt like when they said that. Think about those times that you reflect back on that and say, God, yeah, I can do this. So-and-so believed in me. They said I was good at this. They said I could do this. What would it be like to be that for someone else? What would it be like if someone out there thought of you as that person that inspired them? There's no recognition. There's no trophy for that. Most times you're not even going to know that they think of you that way. But what if that was our goal today? What if that was our goal, to realize that everybody we come in contact with today has some sort of greatness inside of them? What would your actions look like if you were going to be that person? How would you greet a customer today? Would you show up with a frown on your face? Or would you show up excited to be there? Excited to know that you're going to take care of something that they called you because they needed help? The great thing about this business is we have the chance to unleash greatness within our customer every day. And I use the term greatness, you know, loosely, because greatness could simply be just putting a smile on their face, because sometimes that's all people need, right? Everybody's walked into that customer and you're like, God, I'm in a bad day. But then all of a sudden you start talking about their dog, or their car in the garage, or their landscaping, or whatever it is, and you make that connection, and all of a sudden that person becomes someone totally different. That is what being a leader is all about. It's simply a willingness to make an impact on someone else. And the more that we do that in our life, the better results that we're going to get. Because in order to continue to grow, in order to continue on doing more than what you did today, you have to make an impact on people. And it's so simple. It's literally an understanding that you have that ability, that people have greatness within them. You have greatness within you. There may be some days that you don't feel like that. Trust me. I feel you. My God, can I do anything right? This is getting a little rough. But you have it. Everyone has it. The other great thing about understanding that everybody has greatness within them and giving up that control is your frustration level will go way down. Because frustration is bred out of a desire to control. Because at the end of the day, we can't control anything. But we can make a commitment to be that person that's going to make an impact. That is what we can control. We can control how we approach life. It's very difficult to control life and or other people. I'm sure everyone would agree with that. You cannot control what happens outside or what you may run into today, but you can control your approach to that. And the best way to do that is to understand that everybody you come in contact with, regardless of their outward behavior, does have greatness within them. And it's our job to bring that out. Number two, the understanding that people are whole people and they have more than just physical needs. People are whole people, so they have greatness within them and they're whole. What do I mean by whole? Whole means that people have more than physical needs. In the workplace, it's often, and I've heard this before, well, they get paid on Friday. Why can't they just do what I say? Even saying that just seems stupid. Yeah, get it. What they also can do is go get paid somewhere else. A lot of places give out a paycheck. In fact, almost everybody gives out a paycheck. If they don't, then you may want to look into that. But I'm pretty sure that most places of work give out a paycheck. So you simply saying, well, I don't understand why they wouldn't do what I asked them to do. We pay them on Friday. Well, that is the ultimate command and control philosophy. Well, I just don't understand. Well, the reason that you don't understand, if you say that, is that you don't understand that people are whole people. People have more needs than a paycheck on Friday. You know, I always find it funny when, you gotta leave your home life at home and come to work to work. Yeah, okay. Who does that? No one. So why would we ever ask anybody to do that? Everybody came in here this morning and everybody has a personal life. Everybody has things going on at home that could and will affect how you operate today. It's the truth. I have things that affect me. You know, kids won't go to bed. Kids wake up early. A lot of stress, trying to get things done, all this stuff. That will affect how you operate at work. So if people have more needs, if they have emotional needs and spiritual needs, all of these things, then we as leaders need to understand that and be willing to connect with that. Be willing to understand why someone may not be doing a good job. Well, let's sit down and talk with them. Let's understand why that is. Why are they struggling? Why have they messed that up a couple days in a row? Well, hey man, what's going on? What's going on in your life? You good? Well, I'm going through some, All right, well, if I would have known that, how can I help? You know, and you may not be able to help. You can't, you know, you don't want to dive into everybody's personal life, but simply just saying, hey, I'm here if you need me, okay? Just whatever you need, if you just need to talk or, vent or whatever it may be, hey, I'm here, all right? You know, I'm not a super, like, get in your personal feelings and all of that stuff, but I can always just say, hey, I'm here to help. If you need me, you just let me know how you want it. Everybody's needs in that area are a little bit different. But as leaders, we have to understand that people are going to bring their whole self to work. That's what's going to happen. Whether we like it or not, that's what's going to happen. So where does that start? Well, that starts with allowing those around us to understand that we care. And we care deeply, not about the work that they do, but them as a person. The work will take care of itself once they know that we care about them. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, I constantly think about is making sure that everyone on our team knows that I care about them. And that gets harder. Trust me. I used to know everybody's name. Now it's a little bit harder to remember all those because they bring in a lot of people every other Monday. And I can barely remember the name. You know, it's tough. Luckily, they tell one interesting fact about themselves, and I can kind of pinpoint people to that. Because we got a lot of interesting people around here, I will tell you. However, what other things can I do that allow everybody in this building to know that I care? What can you do to make sure that everybody on your team, everybody that you come in contact with, knows that you care? Because that's where it starts. Again, you don't have to get up in someone's business, but simply knowing that someone cares about you can tend to uplift you a little bit, regardless of what you're going through. God, you know, my home life's really tough right now, but by God, when I go into work and, you know, Susie tells me that, hey, have a great day. Really glad you're here. Good to see you. Like, that helps a little. You know, yeah, does it solve my problems? No, it's not going to solve my problems. You're not going to solve anybody's problems. But you can be there to help. It's when people don't know that we care is when they go try to, when they're going to go find another place to give them a paycheck. That's the differentiator. That is what separates the management from the leadership. You need both, no doubt. We have to manage the process, but we don't manage people. You manage process and procedure. We lead people. You lead people, you manage process. When you try to manage people, is when they'll go somewhere else. They ain't gonna follow you. No one wants to be managed. People want to be led. People want to be inspired. You show up at the place that you call work because hopefully you get to do a lot of the same things at work that you get to do at home. That's the hope, right? The hope is we create a place here where you say, hey, I get to go to work and I get to help people and there's people there on my team that care about me. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to get home and see the kids and go play out in the backyard or go to the baseball game or whatever it is because I care about them. I want to see them succeed. But I also love going to work because, yeah, the work can sometimes be tough, but at the end of the day, I really like who I work with. And everybody seems to support me and I like supporting others and we're a team and we want to keep moving this thing forward. You as the leader have control over that by the tone that you set. And that tone is set by understanding that people are whole. People have other needs than a paycheck. People want to be inspired. Yes, there are multiple elements. And again, don't think I'm just saying, well, I mean, if you just go around and inspire people, you'll be good. Yes, there's other parts of life, no doubt. What I am simply saying is that oftentimes that inspiration piece gets left out. And we need to make sure it's in there. We've got to find ways to make sure that inspiration and trust are a part of our everyday lives. You know, the one thing that is oftentimes said is people want to connect with others. It's when there is no connection that it's easy to break, right? You have no connection with people or the company or whatever it is that you're doing. Like, well, it's easy just to walk away. And so as leaders, as people, we've got to make that connection. Same thing goes when you're walking in the home. It's our job to make a connection. It's our job to understand that that person that we're in front of, they have more needs than a furnace or an air conditioner or a water heater. They've got more needs than that. And again, we may not be able to provide a solution for those needs, but we can at least acknowledge them. We can at least acknowledge that they are a whole person. And while we have a specialty in that we can fix those things for them, where we're going to see success is when we acknowledge them as a whole person, when we make that connection with them. And everybody knows those customers that you've made a connection with. That it's like, God, you walk out of there, it's like, if every call could be like that, that'd be awesome. But then we may have a bad one. What would it look like if we took responsibility for those bad ones? What if you over-indexed in caring, knowing that they're a whole person? Maybe it's something else. Usually it is. Take responsibility for understanding that people are whole. People have tons and tons of needs. We, as individuals, have tons of needs. You know, we want to be loved and cared about and, you know, consoled if something's going wrong, or at least, you know, thrown a life raft or a helping hand or whatever it may be. Understand that we have that obligation, and we will see success when we understand that. When we don't see success, what's our first reaction? It's to blame whoever else or whatever other situation has affected our result. When at the end of the day, it's us taking responsibility for that that will yield the biggest results. Number three, as we finish up here, leadership is stewardship. Service above self-interest. So this is the one that I love talking about the most, because I think it's one of the most difficult things for anybody that wants to become a manager or manage people or, you know, be a leader in an organization. This is the piece that most struggle with the most. And it's when you can understand what it's about is when people truly, truly excel. Leadership is stewardship. So oftentimes, leaders are bred out of, I've been doing this a long time, or I'm the, you know, best technician that we have, or best installer, or whatever it may be. I have a ton of knowledge, now I get to be the leader or the manager. And unfortunately, what gets in the way is that when you become a leader, you give up all control. Every bit of it. Yes, there are process and procedure that you have to help kind of govern that. But at the end of the day, you no longer get to go out and perform whatever it is that you used to do. You have to trust and inspire others to go do that task. Now think about that for a minute. What would it take for you to trust and inspire somebody to go do that? Would that be hard? Would that be difficult to wrap your mind around of, wait a minute. The ones that can't wrap their mind around it, guess what? Their leadership, command and control. Because they can't trust. They want everybody to do it exactly how they would do it. Do as I say. Trust me, I know how to do this. This will get done this way. Covey has a quote in his book, which I really enjoy, is that it says, power is in the people you serve, not the position. You know, the one thing that I get called a lot is boss. How's it going, boss? I'm like, really? Come on, man. If you called me that in the past, that's fine, but it's kind of weird. And the funny thing is I don't view myself as anybody's boss. One, that sounds really weird. I like immediately think of like a TV show or something like that. I feel like I should be wearing a tie of some sort. And the reason that I don't feel like that or ever want to feel like that is because to me, the word boss insinuates that I'm going to tell you what to do. I don't want to tell anybody what to do. I'm just here to help. Whatever you need, we're here to help. And what I have found and that wasn't like a natural thing. It took time, right? Because there were many times that I said, well, why can't they just do it the way that I said to do it? And what you have to understand in leadership is that a lot of times you will know how to do it and possibly better than they can do it. Trust me, there's a lot of things in this business that I feel like I could do better than someone that does it. No doubt. I've been doing this for 11 years. Like, I've got knowledge in my head that someone that is maybe new at this doesn't have. It's just, it's just part of it. But at the end of the day, if I truly believe leadership is stewardship, if there's greatness inside of everyone and that people are whole, I've got to trust that they can do it and be there to help. Because if I don't trust that they can do it, guess what? You don't grow. You can't. Because you can't do everything. You can't be 100 million different places and try to do different things. Like, you can't do it. It will stunt growth. We have done a number of acquisitions over the last year and a half. A lot of these are smaller acquisitions that we've done. And I will tell you that the majority of these individuals, great people, some are still on our team, which is awesome. They're doing fantastic. But what I will tell you, and what they would probably tell you, is their biggest inhibitor to growth. Some will tell you, can't find people. Some will tell you, it's tough to grow out here. I don't want to grow. I don't want to get any bigger. I like doing it like this. I can't find people, and I don't want to grow. These are two things that I hear on every single call that I get on with somebody that is interested in selling their business. What do you think their true problem is? They don't trust anybody. Because what I can tell you is, you can find people. We find 30 of them every other Monday. So there's out there. We got a whole room full of people here. Where'd we find all you guys? There's some like secret that we have? You don't want to grow. Really? No. Just you don't. You know that it takes people to grow, and you don't want to do that. Which, there again, is perfectly fine. But don't blame it on outside sources. The problem's right here. It's you. That's where you're at. So when you look at that, the key to this whole thing, the key to growing, the key to getting better is trust. The key to you getting better is trusting the process. Because we all know that in order to grow, you got to change. And in order to change, you got to trust that what you're doing, there's a better way, or it can be done a little bit more efficiently, or whatever it is, you got to trust in that process. And what it takes is it takes a leader to inspire someone to trust. Because trust is hard. Trust is difficult. Someone could do you wrong, right? Someone could, you know, bad things could happen. Trust me. We flood a basement every now and then. Bad things happen. Guess what? Let's learn from it. We'll get better. Apologize to the customer. Get it all cleaned up. And we'll move on down the road. We didn't mean anything mean. I hope we didn't. You know, it's not like we disconnected something on purpose. It happens. We'll learn. We'll keep moving on down the road. We'll figure out a better process if something just didn't go right. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. We have to understand that trust is hard and it's not easy. But the more that we open ourselves up, the more that we are vulnerable to change, the more that people will follow us, because they will know that we are truly there to help. There's another quote in this book that Covey points out. It says, in a learning organization, leaders are designers, stewards, and teachers. Think about that. You know, I talked about the word boss earlier, and to me that insinuates I'm going to tell you what to do, whereas I like to think of myself more as a designer. Like, I love to build things. When people ask me what I love about this business, it's people and it's getting to build something cool. We got to build something cool every day. Some of you guys will go out and build a brand new HVAC system, build a new plumbing system in someone's house. That's cool. We get to build a company however we want, in whatever way that we want. That's what gets me up in the morning. I like designing. I like providing opportunity or designing something that may result in an opportunity down the road for somebody. Like, to me, that's cool. And to me, that is what has, as I said, gets me up every morning and what attracts me to this business. Is we get to do it, you guys do it on a daily basis in order to make that customer have a better day, in order to make the community a better place. All of those things go hand in hand. And the cool thing is we get to do that all together. And that's what I am so excited about. As we continue to grow, as we continue to get better, as we continue to find opportunities for people within the company, is that we all have the choice on who it is that we're going to be today. We can be someone intent on telling people what to do, or we can be someone today that's going to inspire somebody. And inspire doesn't mean you got to stand up and give some rousing speech or something like that. Inspiration comes in just telling someone that you care about them and you're glad that they're on your team, or you're glad a customer called us and we're going to take care of them. They called the right company. All of those things. That's what inspiring is. Inspiring is living that out every day. Being committed to living a life where you want to make an impact on somebody. We all have that opportunity every single day. It's when we know and believe in the three things we talked about today. There's greatness inside of others. People are whole people, and that we as leaders are stewards to those that we come in contact with. That is something that if you live by, you will have no choice but to see success. You will have no choice but to come in contact with those things that you dream about, that you hope for, that you want to one day achieve. Remember those three things, and you will have no choice but to find it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would greatly appreciate if you would rate the show or share it with someone who might enjoy it. As the name suggests, we are always looking to grow, so let me know in the comments what you thought and if there is anything you would like to hear on future episodes. Come back again soon, and always keep growing out there.